It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Former Pittsburgh Police Chief Nate Harper has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for conspiring to create an unauthorized slush fund. U.S. District Judge Kathy Bassoon also ordered the 61-year-old Harper to repay $31,986 from the fund that he spent on himself. I'm joined now in Studio A by 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia, who's been covering this story. Deanna, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Some were thinking Nate Harper might avoid jail time. Was this verdict in any way a surprise?
I don't know that it was really a surprise to some of the watchers. It was clearly a surprise to many of his family and friends who were in the courtroom. There have been concerns voiced about sending a law enforcement official such as Nate Harper into the prison system and whether or not that would be dangerous for him.
Now, where would he be held? Would he be held with the – it seems unlikely that he would be with the general prison population, but might be there for at least a little while.
That wasn't addressed today in the court proceedings. It was mentioned that there are measures in place to protect somebody in his position. The concern voiced by his attorneys was that inmates have ways of getting around that, and they voiced concern about his safety.
How did Harper's legal team react overall?
They were disappointed. They had requested no prison time. They had requested a combination of maybe work release or home confinement, probation, that kind of thing. So they did voice disappointment in the decision to sentence him to prison time.
This is a comment that came after Harper's sentencing from his attorney, Robert Light. Let's listen.
They're just extremely disappointed in the sentence. This is a very good man. There's other ways to punish Mr. Harper besides 18 months in prison.
Friends and former colleagues of Nate Harper's testified on his behalf, and many pointed to decades of good works by Chief Harper. Did the judge explain what factors were involved in her decision?
She did, and she said this was one of the toughest decisions a judge has to make. You know, first and foremost, you know, these people did get up. Person after person testified about his compassion and his community service and his decades of good works. But she said that those good works don't erase what he did. The factors that she listed for why she chose the sentence she did were breach of public trust, which was a serious issue. And, you know, she pointed out that this wasn't the act of a desperate man with limited means. He spent this money at restaurants, on alcohol, on a television. So she said the sentence was appropriate.
And Harper apologized for his crimes. Did the judge say whether she believed his apology? And as far as folks were concerned, did he appear to be genuinely contrite?
Oh, yes, he did. He was noticeably emotional. He apologized. He said to the judge that he was a broken man, said he would carry this to his grave, that he's ashamed because of the embarrassment that it brought upon his family. And the judge said that she did believe his apology to be sincere.
And so what happens next?
Now Nate Harper will go to prison. As far as any further charges, U.S. Attorney David Hickton says he will not face any more charges stemming from a bid rigging scheme with Alpha Outfitters. So the Nate Harper portion is done. However, Hickton did say that the investigation, the federal investigation involving the city of Pittsburgh, is continuing. He wouldn't elaborate any further.
Was the issue addressed at all in the courtroom, perhaps by the judge, of the idea that a sentence like this, in this case 18 months, needed to be handed down in order to dissuade a public official from engaging in this kind of bad behavior in the future?
It was. It was addressed both in court and afterwards at a news event with U.S. Attorney David Hickton in the courtroom. Judge Bassoon said that she felt leniency would send a dangerous message. U.S. Attorney Hickton said the hope was that a sentence such as this would send a message and hopefully dissuade others from doing these sorts of things.
The prosecutors in this case had originally asked for what, in specifically in terms of a sentence?
They did ask for prison time. So they had requested, I believe, 18 to 24 months. So they did get the 18.
They got the minimum of what they asked for. Were they okay with that?
They seemed okay with that.
Were there other city officials or other police who were in the courtroom? And if so, those representing the city of Pittsburgh, how did they react?
I didn't see any from where I was sitting.
Were there any other members of the public who were in the courtroom or outside the courthouse who were lobbying one way or the other of, with regard to the outcome for Chief Harper in this sentencing?
I didn't see any members of the public. Most of the people in the courtroom, there were a large number of press there as well as his family members and friends. His family members were upset, and actually his wife and one of his daughters were among those who testified on his behalf as a character witnesses. After the court proceedings, the press remained outside. When Harper left, camera crews followed him to his car, but no comment was the line. His wife was forcibly trying to get people out of the way so they could get to the car. And
Deanna Garcia has been covering the sentencing of ex-Pittsburgh Police Chief Nate Harper. He has been sentenced to 18 months in prison following his setting up an unauthorized slush fund and stealing $31,986 from that fund. Deanna Garcia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up, Pitt Law Professor David Harris talks about the implications in this sentencing of Chief Harper. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.